Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. You can listen back to or downcast a podcast of the programme at rt.ie/News at One or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, international fishing vessels are to be allowed to land their catches in five additional Irish ports from next month. The move has been welcomed by fishermen in Northern Ireland. We can talk to Alan McCullough of the Northern Irish Fishermen's Federation, who's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Mr. McCullough. Thank you for taking our call. The situation at the moment, and I think it's something that you and your colleagues had expressed a lot of concern about, as a result of Brexit, only two ports in the Republic were designated, isn't that right, to land your catches, which presented all kinds of difficulties.
Well, good afternoon, Brian. That is right. Brexit created the problem, but we knew Brexit was coming. And in preparation for Brexit, the authorities in the north had designated seven ports right around the coast of Northern Ireland to handle catches from Irish vessels and vessels from other countries. We knew it was coming. We did it. Unfortunately, the authorities in the south didn't do anything. And Kittybegs and Castletown Bear were the only two harbours that were designated up until an announcement today. So we heard the minister on the radio earlier today make a very welcome announcement, a very welcome first step, that an additional five ports are to be designated, and we await the detail.
And it'll mean for your members that, I mean, there's first of all, there's the commercial aspect of this, but there's also a safety issue, isn't there, in being able to get access to the nearest port at hand?
Well, absolutely, Brian. Like, if you consider what happened in Derry the Saturday before last, we had a fishing vessel there from Skibbereen, which caught a very valuable mackerel in waters to the west of Shetland and was able to land that into a port in Northern Ireland, subject, of course, to the rules. He sold that to a processor here in the north, and that fish will be sold around the European Union. So that's a trade that has gone on for generations. And all we were asking for was that trade on this island to continue. So again, the minister has made a very welcome step in the right direction, but there's more work to be done.
Is Brexit going to be a benefit, do you think, to Northern Ireland fishermen, or it's going to be an obstacle they're going to have to overcome?
I think overall, like, fishermen across the UK, the fisheries part of the Brexit deal has been disappointing. Expectations were raised by the government in London, and unfortunately they couldn't live up to those expectations. Nevertheless, Brian, if the deal that Northern Ireland fishermen got had been offered to us 4 years ago, there's no doubt that we would have taken it, because it does end some of the discrimination that Northern Ireland fishermen have had to cope with for over 30 years. It gives us a fair share of the catch, and it does give us overall unhindered access to EU markets, tariff-free access. So I'm not saying it's a good deal, but nevertheless, it's another step in the right direction.
And does it make any difference to Northern Ireland fishermen if the fish are, to quote a British government minister, English or British or not?
Well, this is the next battle that has to be fought, Brian, because as I was speaking with some of my colleagues in the Republic over the weekend, I had to explain to them that, yes, the headline level is that the UK has got more quota. But the next debate that's taking place in the UK now is who gets that quota. And there certainly is a worry on my part that the EU discrimination that Northern Ireland fishermen had to face for 30 years could be replaced by an internal UK discrimination. So that's a battle that's ongoing.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for talking to us. That was Alan McCullough of the Northern Irish Fishermen's Federation.